Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. I think I hit the wrong button again today. I'm not going to be on for an hour and a half, so at about an hour, I will cut off the show. So if you're listening, nope, won't be here for an hour and a half. Got things to do and people to see, right? Man, still trying to get my car back. I wonder if you can hear me. In the chat room, can you hear me? Because I have a problem with this volume and the music and all that stuff. So if you can hear me, let me know, and we'll go from there. Okay, can you hear me? Okay, I don't know. If you're in the chat room, can you hear me? If you can tell me there's volume, no volume. I don't know what the problem is. I think I need a different system to work from. So I won't be here for an hour and a half, basically. I'm still working on my car repair, getting somebody to... my mechanic. I have to call my mechanic a little while. So let me take a caller. Well, you know what? Instead of taking a caller, I want to kind of get into what the show is all about today and kind of get into some stuff that I've been working on, which is really cool stuff, if you can hear me. I don't know if you can hear me or not. It's funny. I just never know. I never know until I know. No, I've been working on this process, and it's from a gentleman, a psychiatrist, medical doctor. Well, psychiatrists are medical doctors, right? So if you're in the chat room and if you can hear me, let me know, because I've had a problem with the volume and hearing it because of the little intro audio clip seems to be blocking the sound. It's really frustrating, absolutely frustrating. But I'm okay, cool. So good. Then we're good. So I'll move on. So I mentioned I'm not going to be an hour and a half. After an hour, I have to go find out about my car. See if it's fixed yet, repaired. Weird story. But we won't get into that. So what's the show about? It's about making the soul play, having some fun in life, enjoying life. And I've been going through this process, and I'll get into it a little bit today. It's about releasing negative energy or negative emotions. And emotions, energy. But it's really releasing negative emotions and not focusing on the thoughts that were related to the emotions. And it's a whole process that I've been reading this doctor. Well, I've read a couple of books where Dr. David R. Hawkins, psychiatrist, he passed a couple of years ago, but he's one of those people that really got strongly into muscle testing and all that and promoted it through his career, saw thousands and thousands of clients. And this whole process is about releasing negative emotions. And I've been dealing with it and working with it, working through the process. And I have to admit, it seems to be working. Whoa, something worked. Wow, it's amazing. You know, you hear all this snake oil stuff that all these people put out there. If you do this, your life will become remarkable. And yeah, you know, over the last 20-something years, I've tried everything. You know, over 25 years now, my goodness, of testing all this stuff. And not all of it works very well. It depends on the individual. Some things work for some people and some things don't work for others. I do have a caller. So we're going to do that. We're going to talk about having fun. I'll do a little bit of the process a little bit later in the show, kind of get you to practice a little bit. Just kind of a introduction. I don't want you to run out and buy books if you don't want to. That's your choice. You can do this in meditation, or you can do it. You can do it any time of the day or night. You know, you're frustrated, all this negative energy, these negative emotions pop up. You can just kind of let them go, you know. Let them go. It doesn't help you to keep these going. So we're going to talk about some articles. I always bring up articles. Never know who's going to call in. I know I got a caller, and I'll be with you in a minute, I promise. And it's about, I have a slideshow from WebMD on 10 ways to stop stress now. Kind of related subject, right? If you want your soul to play, you have to get rid of stress. And another one was on happiness. Ta-da! And I have an article that's kind of fun. It's more about 9 biggest health myths debunked, is the word, debunked. So that was kind of interesting. And another article. So just in case not enough people to talk to today, I have some articles, and I'll probably let my spirit guide talk to you some at some point during the show. I'm not sure when. We'll pop into that, and I'll channel for you. And so, yeah, well, we're going to talk about releasing today. We're going to talk about, and I'm going to try to gear everything about being happy, having some fun, enjoying life, letting your soul play, And when I got these articles on stress, I thought to myself, ah, that's what it is. One of the reasons we don't let our souls play is because we stress out. Let me take a couple of calls, and then we'll get more into the articles and so forth and so on about releasing, letting it all go, not hanging on to those negative emotions. Cool as that, right? Hello?
Hey, George. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Who am I speaking to?
This is Tony from New York.
Yes, Tony. What's that going on in your life today?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned the finding ways to overcome, I guess, patterns of negative thought. Because, you know, I find sometimes that, you know, is an issue that I myself have.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna phrase that a little differently, because the emphasis I have is on emotions, but they're negative emotions, which relate to, it's a chicken or egg thing, but I happen to think of the chicken or the egg before the chicken, which means I kind of believe most of the time or a lot of times it's the emotions that triggers lots of negative thoughts. So it's really paying attention to the emotion first. What is my emotion? What does it feel? Why do I? What's that emotion? What, identifying the emotion, whatever it is. Is it anger? Is it guilt? Is it shame? Is it just frustration? What is the emotion that you're hanging on to? And the emotion will then you'll get this bounce back and forth between thoughts and emotions. But if you could get rid of the emotion, or release the emotion is the word here, then the thoughts go away. Then you can move into more positive thinking. Okay, that's what I've been reading. That's the theory, which it seems to be working for me, so I have to admit it's kind of a good thing, very good thing, right? If it works. Now, it doesn't necessarily work for everybody. So what specifically are you concerned about, though?
You know, it's just a lot of times, I guess one pattern that comes is just, you know, career-wise, you know, as far as like, you know, sometimes you have the inspiration to, as an artist, sometimes I have the inspiration to, you know, push through ideas and things like that, and I just kind of like see things happening, and then like, you know, stuff kind of comes up and gets in the way, and a lot of times you don't really, I guess, if you're not consistently following through, then it's kind of like just like working out. You gotta like rebuild that whole inspirational thought process.
What thought or emotion would be behind the stopping you from moving forward? What is it? Is it procrastination? Is it fear?
It could be frustration, more or less. It's like, you know, you're thinking things, doors can open, but then like those doors kind of like close and they're not what you thought they were. You know, people's
is that projection? Then you're projecting forward to something that might happen that may never happen.
You know, I guess
your energy is it. You get frustrated because things aren't working out as the way you wanted them to. If everything was flowing naturally and peacefully, and you're moving in the direction you want to go, even though there's little obstacles, you wouldn't have this issue, right?
Right.
But it feels like there's walls coming up in front of you that you have a hard time getting through.
Exactly.
And so, where's the resistance?
Where does the resistance come from?
Yeah, that's the resistance, isn't it? That's resistance, isn't it?
Are you talking about on my part or the...
Yeah, that's your part. Where are you seeing the resistance? Because you can't control other people, obviously, right?
Right.
And you can hope that people will do things and move forward and whatever you want to get done.
Right.
But you don't have them on a leash and you can't drag them to do what you want them to do, right?
That is correct.
So the resistance on your part is the frustration because you're trying to... I'm not trying to be critical, but it feels like you would like to control people to do things when you want it done, right? Or they would do things when you want them to be done, which is a form of, you know, a mind control of some form, right?
it's not really like, I guess, you know, it's not like people. It's more like the just the process of everything. And I guess you know, because behind the, you know, decisions, there are people that you know, fuel the process. But
so
you know,
is it impatient?
Is it what?
Impatience.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like the inability to hold on to a vision to its fruition. You know what I mean? It's sort of like,
okay.
I mean, like, you know, I don't know if there's like a difference in feeling between impatience and frustration, but like,
right.
You know, like.
Okay. Well, let me. You know, we could go on and on. And this is not a session to spend all the time on, but. Just give you one thought that I kind of get for you on dealing with this to some degree, because it feels like you have a real goal and direction in life, and you want to get there, and you know where you're going, but it just it feels like every once in a while the walls come up to block you from getting there, right? And when I
Correct.
keep hearing for you is live more in the moment, live in the moment. And what I mean by that, and I think what Spirit's trying to get you to do, is when you live in the moment and live it fully and do the best you can in the moment and enjoy the moment and be as creative as you can in the moment, the universe knows what you want. And when you're feeling good in the moment of doing what you want to be doing in this moment, not tomorrow, not next week, next year, that things will start to unfold for you naturally, because you're not trying to live in the future a little bit, even if it's a day from tomorrow, day from now, or 2 weeks from now. But you're living the moment, you're enjoying the moment, you're doing your process in the moment, even though you get a little frustrated, but you can still keep in the moment and enjoy what you're doing, right?
Right.
So the lesson I get for you is really about just learning to live in the moment and really just squeeze the life out of the moment and the creative process out of the moment. And turn the rest of it over to God or the universe or whatever word you would use there. Just say, okay, God, I got a problem. You take care of it. I'm going to enjoy the moment.
Okay.
And
some sound.
Things will start to open up, because you're not trying to fight that resistance. You're giving, it's like, that's another way. Let's just use this analogy. The resistance is like the dragon that you're trying to slay, right?
Right.
Okay, well, let God slay the dragons, not you. Give God the sword. I'm going to enjoy the moment. I'm going to watch and have some fun. And God, you take care of the dragons for me.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Hand it off, because as Spirit said yesterday in my show, you can't always do it alone. You can't always do it alone. So you need to rely on higher power to help you get through the obstacles in life. Your higher power.
Okay.
However you frame your higher power, you turn a lot of it. That's kind of like the AA thing, where you can't, because people who have addictions have problems because they try to, they get frustrated with life and they have problems and they use drinking, right? So instead of
right.
using drinking, use your higher power to solve your problem, help you with your problems. That solve everything. You got to do inspired action, but at least turn the problem over. The dragon is
okay.
laying over higher power. Okay.
Okay.
It'll
Thank
help.
You.
But live in the moment. That's the key thing. Live in the moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks
Take
a lot.
Care.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Seems like a kind of a simplistic statement to say all that. I'm not going to be on for an hour and a half today. I made a mistake. I pushed the wrong little thing. I'll be on for an hour or so when it gets down to about whatever time it's scheduled. Whatever. Well, yeah, 3 o'clock. I will be gone. I got to find out about my car, for one thing. Do some other stuff. We're back to releasing. So I have other callers. And I got people in the chat room. What's going on in the chat room today? Anything fun? Anybody doing any fun? Anybody letting their soul play today? And how is your soul playing today? And that's part of the Arctic story today, was about relaxing and de-stressing. Because it's hard for your soul to play when you're all stressed out by life, isn't it? You're like... And going back to the last gentleman, it really is about just living in the moment and seeking fun, you know, showing gratitude and appreciation. I've learned that one lately. Gratitude. oh, love life. You know, I would say that anybody's interested or concerned about love life right now, and we're going to get back to that dragon. And you tell me, okay, if this is not true, and I got a caller, and I need to take the caller, and I'll be there in a second. But isn't your love life like that dragon, that obstacle that you can't get around? It seems to be go that that dragon is in your way, and it's breathing fire, and I can't get to my love life. I can't get to my love life. I can't get it to happen. I can't get it to work. I can't. Nobody's responding to me the way I want them to respond to me, and that's a little, you know, a little over the top. But so I'm going to go back to what I said before. Turn it over to God, the universe, spirit. Say, God, I have a problem. My love life's not working, really. And I want to be in love. And these people are not responding to me. I want to be in love with. It just isn't working. So I want to give up control of this. I want to let this go. Because I'm not going to make a prediction here. This is not about prediction about love life. This is about the process. And the process is saying, okay, God, you take it. You make it work for me. I'm just going to go have some fun. I'm going to let my soul play. Right now, in the moment, I'm going to live in the moment, let my soul play, have some fun, be creative, do what I need to do in my life, whatever I'm doing, make it fun, with, even if it's washing dishes, scrubbing floors, you know, cleaning toilets, I'm going to make it fun. I mean, you couldn't get it worse. I mean, like, really, who likes to clean toilets, right? So, the love life thing, or anything in your life, I have a friend who just lost a job, good friend, and I would tell her, and people don't like to hear these things because they go, well, I want to know when. But really, it's turning it over and saying, okay, God, you take care of this. And as my spirit guide said yesterday, we can't do this alone. We need to have our higher power. That's some of these things. So turning it over. I know that's simplistic, and that's not probably the answer most people want to hear. But it's the solution that most people need to hear. Wow, I like that. That's a good statement. I'm kind of channeling somewhat here. So let me take a call, and we'll go on from there. Okay, let's take another call. Hello.
Hey, George. I'm going to ask you to predict. I am releasing. It's Helena.
Well, if you're releasing, then you'd have no. If you're really learning how to release in the way that really works, then you have no negative thoughts, and everything is beautiful. And then there's no negativity in your life. Let me explain the process real quick. And it's a very simple process, and there's a lot of little intricacies that we don't need to get into right now about the process. But anytime you have a negative emotion, any negative emotion, you accept the emotion. You don't try to get rid of it immediately. You accept it. You go, it's there. Okay, I got it. It's there. Okay, it's a negative emotion. Now I'm just going to surrender it and release it. Just let it go. But it's embracing it. And it's also good to know what is the emotion. What is that negative emotion? And you can get into all the gory details of where it came from and childhood and stuff, but that's not necessary. I mean, at some point you might want to work on that a little bit. But it's the idea of, oh, I feel this. Ew, it's kind of yucky. Ooh, it's anger. Ooh, it's whatever it is. Yeah, I know what it is. Okay, and now I'm just going to let it dissipate. Blow it off. I just breathe out. I just exhale out. Let it go. Okay?
Let it go.
Just release it. And you continuously have to do that. Almost like 18 hours a day. Whatever that comes up, you embrace it for a moment and just, okay, I'm going to let it go. Okay? And the thoughts will go away. Eventually, the resistance will go away to releasing the emotion. Because it's your ego wanting you to survive in whatever way that you want to survive in your life, whatever that emotion and that thought pattern that are related to it, it's a survival mechanism. So if you stop giving those thoughts the energy through the emotions, they will go away. They will dissipate. And then you can focus on just things that you want in life, things that are fun, joy, creative activities, the things that you love to do versus struggling with those emotions and those thoughts that you can't control. The thoughts you can't control. The outcomes you can't control. Okay?
Yeah. May I ask you a question?
Releasing is not projecting, because one of the thoughts is that people try to project their negative emotions, and that turns out to be anger, and that turns out to getting upset at other people, and throwing fists, and all that stuff. And you can't repress the emotions, you can't push them down, because addicts do that, right? When you repress emotions, you basically physically harm your body, okay? So for you, it's like everybody. So did you have a specific question without getting into predictions? It will work out for you. Absolutely will work out for you. You know that, right? Are you there? I lost you. Ooh, she went away. Oh, she came back on the line. Oh, we're just kind of blowing my breath out there. Okay. Never mind, I'll kill that line. We'll go back to the other line. I don't know why this process works. I'm not trying to, it's like I was listening to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and he was talking about writing music. And he was talking about how that the music comes to him. And he said, yeah, the music comes to me, and it just comes to me, and it just flows. And I don't, if I try to figure out the process and really get into the nuts and bolts, I'm afraid to do that, because the music might just go away. An artist, it comes to them. It just comes to them. It's like the universe is just pouring out these beautiful symphonies or songs or art. So if you try to get too much into the details of the process, you'll lose the creativity part of it. You'll just lose the magic of it. So it's the same thing with releasing or surrendering yourself to the universe. You don't have to necessarily get into all the nuts and bolts of it and all the childhood memories and, therapists would love you to do that. And if you have to see a therapist and if you feel you have to go through that process of dealing with your childhood and dragging up all those memories and all that anger and stuff from your parents and your siblings and your teachers, do it. Just do it. That's important to you. What I'm trying to say here is you don't necessarily need to do all that. You just need to release it. And the memories, the thoughts will go away. I studied NLP. Neuro-linguistic programming years ago. And in neuro-linguistic programming as part of sessions as hypnotherapy, part of it was diffusing the memories, diffusing the energy of other people around you, where you go into, I use meditation, therapeutic meditation with people, but it's the same thing. You diffuse the energy around the person, whoever it is, or the situation. You take the energy out of it. It's like you take the air out of the balloon. You refocus what this person's like. And one of the things we would do is, if they saw somebody like the ex and all that stuff, and they would see him in their mind. They were big and they were ugly, but it was the ex, and the ex would be yelling at him. We would put a clown outfit on the ex, make them look as silly as possible to diffuse the energy of that person, or put a screen around them. Put wrap them up in bubble wrap so you could hardly see them. It diffuses the energy. And this is kind of the same kind of process. You diffuse the energy and diffuse the emotions attached to somebody or situation. So if that's a problem for you, if somebody's really bugging you, really getting to you, and you see this person, every time you see them in your mind's eye, they kind of go, oh, he or she, doesn't matter what gender, it doesn't matter. And you go, oh. Try that process. Close your eyes, see the person, put bubble wrap around them. Put a screen around them. See them naked. Well, maybe if they're really hot, you don't want to see them naked. That's not exactly, but you know what I mean. Put a clown outfit on them. Shrink them down into really small so they're about 2 inches high and they're high voice and they're just really funny and humorous. You trick the mind. You can trick the mind. You can trick the thought patterns and you can see people differently. And you can diffuse the emotions attached to somebody using that process. So try it. If somebody's really bugging you and they're really annoying you and if it's a lost love that never happened and every time you see them you get all emotional and oh. Okay, you want to diffuse that emotion. You want to see them differently. Okay? Then you can do that. And it's a process. And if you need help, there are plenty of people out there. Find a neuro-linguistic programming expert who does that sort of thing. It's a part of hypnotherapy. It's one of the processes of hypnotherapy. I do it in meditation. necessarily take need to take people very, really, really deep to do this. Because once you start seeing somebody differently, and you have a different perspective on somebody, it diffuses a lot of the emotions related to that person or thing or situation. Your parents. Ooh, that's a good one. Your parents. You can see them differently. You know, put your parents in a clown outfit as you visualize them and you get all upset because they treated you, you know, really. A rodeo clown's a good one, right? A rodeo clown. Some people are afraid of clowns. We'll have to come up with another one. Some people hate, anybody hate clowns? Just like when you see a clown, you go, oh, clowns. Oh, no, I can't take clowns, right? Yeah. If it's a man that's really bugging you, see him in a tutu, a ballerina outfit, tiptoeing around. Now, that's going to crack you up, especially if he's kind of masculine. You could do that sort of thing, right? Okay, let me take a look. We're back to the callers, and I know I'm going off on a whole different tangent than I intended to go today, but it really is about letting go of the emotions attached to something or somebody or a situation. And you change the thoughts about them. That's another way of doing it. Okay. Hello? You back? I'm back. You went away. You're not there. Oh my goodness. You disappeared. No connection whatsoever. Okay. Try again. I'm going to put you on hold. You want to call back in? And this is not, I'm not connecting to you. Try it again. One more time. Here we go. Nope. You're gone. For some reason, we lost the connection. The cellular towers or whatever must not be working. Yes, chemtrails are causing the problem. I'm kidding. I'm not a conspiracy thing. I'm not into chemtrails and all that stuff. I was reading some article about chemtrails and the water shortage in California and the conspiracies about why we have a water shortage. And I'm going, it hasn't rained, folks. It just isn't raining. Now, I don't think chemtrails are keeping us from the rain. Might believe in that theory, but it really has to do with more of climate change and ocean patterns and carbon in the air and all that fun stuff that people want to deny and they want to blame the government conspiracies on versus stop using fossil fuels. Oop, that was a political thing and I wasn't going to go there, but yeah, really, stop using fossil fuels. Stop messing up the environment if you want it to rain. Don't blame it on silly government conspiracies. Okay, I'm going to try the caller in a minute. You want to leave and call back because I'm not connecting with you. And anybody in the chat room, any fun things are going on in your life? Yeah, see, love life, we got that. We're past the love life thing, I think. You just want to, yeah, anybody who wants the love life concern, you know, turn it over to God. Okay, it's not working. I'm turning it over to you, God. I'm going to go be creative and do something fun. It works that way. Get out of the stress moment of that person or the people in your life. Let go of the negative emotions. Now, let me go back to that resistance thing of letting go, releasing negative emotions. If you're thinking about somebody and it feels negative, it doesn't feel positive, it's not joyful, happy, warm, fuzzy stuff. It's not a warm, glowing feeling. It's not even neutral. It's kind of negative. It's frustrated. It's angst, it's all those words that you could use on the negative end of the scale. If you're feeling any of those feelings about somebody in your life, you're never going to attract that person in your life that way. Or you're going to attract somebody like that who's negative and stuff. So what you do is you embrace the emotion. You go, okay, I got it. I know what it is. I know what that emotion is. I'm going to allow it to be there, and I'm just going to let it dissipate and blow it off. I'm going to release it. Comes back. I'm going to blow it off. I'm going to think happy thoughts. Go to happy thoughts. Go to my happy place. It seems rather simplistic, but it works because it's the negative emotions about something or a situation that's putting up resistance to the situation happening in a way that you want it to happen. Sound kind of preachy, don't I? Yeah, I didn't mean to be preachy. I got a half hour left. I think what I'm going to do, I have some articles, but you know what, I'm going to just let my spirit guides talk to you for a while about this whole subject, because it seems to be, love seems to be kind of the frustration of people, and I feel it too, you know, I want to fall in love, but you know, yeah, you know, whatever. Sometimes you pick the wrong person. You think it's love, but they just want to be friends, or they just want this or that, and you're going, really? You know, come on. So, but falling in love is a cool thing. It's a great thing. You know, we're here to fall in love. We're here to be in love. But it's the resistance of love that's so frustrating sometimes. Okay. Okay, so let me have my spirit guides talk to you about whatever they want to talk to you. They might talk about this, I don't know. They kind of have this whole, their own agenda sometimes. It's a group that speaks with one voice. It's a group of spiritual masters and teachers. Some have lived here on the earth and some haven't. Some have lived on other planets or have guided other planets, have created other planets. I'll give you that. They tell me that all the time. Okay. Well, human nature, as we see it from our perspective in the non-physical world, is rather interesting. We love you people. We think you're great. We think you're all very amazing in your own ways. You know, sometimes you don't think of yourselves as being amazing, but you really are. From our perspective, you're incredible. You're gifted, you're talented, because you're just extensions of your higher self. You're just extensions of your spiritual self. Your God self, the divine self that's in you. You're just extensions of that. You're nothing more than extensions of that, that your higher self can go through life and experience things. Where you get tripped up at this whole process of just being extensions of your higher self is your egos want you to be more than what you are. Wow. You like that statement? Your egos want you to be more. Not that you can't be wonderful and great and marvelous and do creative things, but your ego wants you to control every situation in your life. Your ego doesn't want the flow of spirit. Now, why would it sounds like an internal kind of battle that you have going on constantly. It is. At some level, it really is an internal battle that you have going on all the time. It's that part of you that you've evolved in the human species as the ego, the personality, all of that that you've developed, the survival mechanism that functions on a daily basis, but it tries to control everything. And it shuts you off from your divinity. It shuts you off from the block of spirit in your life. Your soul wants to control, or your ego wants to control your soul. Your ego wants to be the human aspects of who you are. The human personality fights the spirit part of you for control. Seems like a war, the devil and the angel on the shoulders, right? It's okay. Your soul wins. Your soul is constantly winning. Your higher self is constantly winning. Just accept that. Now, George has been showing you a process. And the process is the intention of releasing that negativity, those negative emotions and related negative thoughts, is releasing the ego's control over you. The ego can no longer use you as a puppet. It be the puppet master. Because you're taking that strength away from it. It works in negativity. It works in fear. Survival based on fear. The ego works based on fear. And when you take the fear away, and you live in joy, when you live in peace, when you live in happiness, when you live in love, you take the power away from the ego. The ego suddenly becomes the puppet to the soul instead of the controlling influence of your life. The ego, as it functions in your day-to-day lives and leads you through your day-to-day lives, is no longer in control. But as long as you give your ego the fear to rule from, to control you from, the negative emotions, the negative thoughts, it will continue to try to control and run your lives on a daily basis. So take live from love, live from peace, live from tranquility. If you're not experiencing those emotions at this moment, we know most of you aren't. If you're not living from love and feel this intense, amazing love in your body, your essence is love. If you're not feeling joy, if you're not happy, just like almost giddy happy at this moment, but you're feeling something else that feels kind of yucky, any kind of yucky feeling, then your ego is running your life. It's controlling you. And it's a difficult process then to control, to connect with your higher self, the part of you that brings everything into your life that you're looking for and trying to create and desires in your life. It's difficult because you have that block of the ego which is controlling you through fear. It has its own solutions, and the solutions are struggle. It's been trained to struggle. You want to let go of the struggle. You want to stop struggling. You want to enjoy life. Our lesson to you is along this line, because we're listening to the words that are being spoken and the words that were written, and we're saying, yes, you need to diffuse your ego. And one process is releasing negative emotions. So there are other ways of doing it, and you can find your own way that works for you. You can test it and see what works for you, because you need to move from the negative emotions, negative thoughts, into love-based thoughts and emotions. You need to move the pendulum over from negativity to positivity. You need to live that positive life, living in joy, living in peace, living in tranquility, living in love, turning all your problems over to us, Spirit, giving us your problems. You don't have to live with a whole bunch of problems. You don't have to carry your problems around the bag, like we talked about, like they're this huge backpack that you're carrying around with you that weighs 70 pounds, and it's all your problems, and you're just trying to do it on your own. We've talked about this. Hand us the backpack. Hand God the backpack. Hand your spirit guides the backpack and say, okay, these are my problems, you help me with them. I'm dragging these problems around with me all day, and they're just weighing me down, and I feel negative, and I feel my emotions are all crazy, and I just feel bad. I don't know what to do. And that's your ego saying, yeah, we can figure this out. We'll work on this for a while. Work really hard, and we'll get this done. And what spirit would tell you to do is, oh, give us the backpack. Give us the problems. Go have some fun. Go enjoy life. Be creative. Go paint a painting. Go write a song. Go cook a meal. Go have sex. Do something fun. Right? Give us your problems. You go have fun. You enjoy your lives. You do what you're supposed to be doing here, which is having fun and enjoying your life and being creative and making and developing all these amazing things, because that's who you are. And give us your problems. We'll give you solutions. You may have to take some actions, but we'll give you the solutions. So turn them over to God. Turn them over to the universe. We preach this because you don't do it. We would stop telling you to do this if you did it. You know that. Spirit would stop telling you to turn everything over if you start believing us. And believe the great teachers. Believe Jesus, he told you to do that. Buddha told you to do that. All the great teachers told you to do that. We've been telling you this for thousands of years. But you're still caught up in, well, I can do it. I'll struggle through it. I'll make it happen. I'll let my ego control the situation. I'll work hard and I'll get it done. Somehow I'm going to find that solution. And sometimes you find solutions, but you do it the hard way. You beat your head against the wall until you find a solution where it's so much easier. Just hand us the backpack. And, okay, you take care of it. Give me a solution, and I'll work on it. You just give me a solution, and we'll get it done. And sometimes the solution is not what you think the solution should be, but that's okay. It's a better solution than that you thought you could have come up with in the first place, because we're looking at it from a higher perspective than you are. So that's our lesson, and that's our basic lesson for all of you all the time is you don't have to battle life. You don't have to fight through life. You're here to enjoy life. Do it. Do it. Okay, we'll leave you there. Take care. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Whoa. It takes me a moment to get back out of that. Yeah, they've been really forceful lately in the last couple sessions. And the spirit talking to you about turn it over. Stop carrying that backpack around with you, those problems. Give them to spirit. Give them to God. Give them to the universe. Whatever you use, whatever your spiritual teaching is. And have fun. Okay. I have a few minutes left. I have about 20 minutes left on the show. Any comments, any thoughts, any questions? I know that was fun. They were really kind of fun today. I think kind of like, I don't know how you use the word. The energy of spirit today was like, okay, just get it done, folks. Stop fighting it. Just get it done. You know, start listening kind of attitude. Start listening to all these teachers that have been telling you to do these things. Stop letting your egos drive your lives. Okay. So let's do something. Let's do an article or two, unless you have a question. Simple one. Foods that help tame stress. We're talking about stress a little bit. You know, we're talking about letting your souls play. And that's what Spirit was trying to get you to do, let your souls play. Foods that tame stress. Now, some of these you'll go, what were they talking about now? Okay, so we'll pass the first one because it's just kind of a general statement about it. Comfort foods, other foods. Okay, complex carbs. All carbs prompt the brain to make more serotonin for steady supply of fast, good feeling chemical. You ever have a big loaf of a really cool bread? You smell of it, you break it, you put butter on it or whatever you put on it, it tastes so good. Best to eat complex carbs, which take longer to digest, which is okay, cool too, huh? Good choices include whole grain breads. I love whole grain bread. I love dark, rich breads. Yeah, I'm supposed to avoid sodium, but yeah, some of it's so good. Pasta. Ooh, good wheat. You can use a rice pasta or a wheat pasta, or they have some other kinds of pasta. But a whole grain, just complex carbohydrates. Ooh, and breakfast cereals. Yeah, the breads and the pastas together. It's just a great meal with bread and pasta. A little tomato sauce or marinara sauce or meat sauce or whatever. A little fish on it. A little shrimp. Okay. Well, we'll go. Okay. I'll leave that alone. Including old-fashioned oatmeal. Complex carbs can help you to feel balanced by stabilizing blood sugar levels. Funny, it's probably a lot of people are listening to the show on the East Coast, and they're going, stop talking about food. That's okay. I just ate. I had a big meal. So I can talk about food. You can, right? This is funny. Simple carbs. Dietitians usually recommend steering clear of simple carbs, which include sweets and soda. But in a pinch, these foods can hit the spot. They're digested quickly, leading to a spike in serotonin. Ah, so you're a little stressed out. Oh, the boss has been yelling. Go get a candy bar, right? The boss has been yelling at you. What's that thing that the Snickers commercial, right? Yeah. You're not yourself. Eat a Snickers, and that's what they're talking about here. You're not yourself. You need that little spike of serotonin. Still, it doesn't last long, and there are better options. So don't make this stress-relieving habit. You should limit them, right? I got to tell you about my other project. I got to get into that. Maybe I'll talk about that later. But I got this new project. It's a hobby, but it's going to be bigger than a hobby because I can tell I'm just going to take this thing and run with it. It's all about eating or creating or baking healthy desserts. No, but it's most like cupcakes, baked donuts, not fried donuts, and a couple of scones and some biscuits and stuff like that. But it's baked, and they're healthy, and I'm going to go for low sugar alternatives, just really healthy, organic process and food, ingredients. Blah, 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 I can't talk. I'm getting excited. Oh, this is so exciting. And which are healthy. healthy desserts, healthy treats, healthy sweets. We all love sweets. But it has to be sweet tasting, or it has to be, yeah, it has to be sweet. But it's a healthier form of sweet, for one thing. And that's what I'm going for. Tasty, lots of chocolate. I'm into the chocolate thing. And a lot of chocolate, maybe raspberries and, you know, all kinds of fun stuff, right? Fruits. Ooh, okay. Okay, so we're back to stress release. See, now that would have been a good drink. If I would have had one of my little muck cupcakes right now, it would have been really reducing some stress, right? Oranges make the list of their health wealth of vitamin C. Studies suggest that vitamin C can curb levels of stress hormones while strengthening the immune system. We want to say people with high blood pressure, blood pressure and levels of cortisol, a stress hormone, returned to normal more quickly when people took vitamin C before a stressful task. Ah, a little vitamin C, little oranges. Now oranges are kind of a natural way to get vitamin C. Okay, so any questions, any comments? Anybody in the chat room? No. Okay, you're in the chat room, but you know comments about what do you guys do to play, let your soul play? What do you do that lets your soul play? I always try to get people involved in this. What do you do to let your soul play? What are the fun things that you can do that you love to do? I think Spirit mentioned a bunch of them. But what do you love to do to let your soul play? That's the question. And I'm getting everybody to participate in this a little bit. Yes. You comment. I'll be back in a second. Let me give you another food. Another food would be spinach. Too little magnesium can trigger headaches and fatigue, compounding the effects of stress. One cup of spinach helps you stock back up on the magnesium. Don't like spinach? Other green leafy vegetables are good magnesium sources, or try some cooked soybeans. Or, ooh, I just had a fillet of fish, a salmon, so I should be also, like, floating in magnesium right now. Is that like Magneto? Everybody see that? X-Men. Serious Magneto. Move objects, because I've been eating salmon, right? Okay, then we'll get into that one in the next one, too. Okay, so we're going to leave your love life alone, okay? Well, but I just gave you the answer about love life. I know you don't like my answers, and I know that you probably need to talk to somebody who's going to give you a psychic answer about love life, but I'm going to get back to what I've seen. Turn your love life over to God. Go have some fun. I'm not saying go out and have sex, but I'm saying go have fun. Enjoy your life. Turn it over. If it's the baggage that you're carrying around, your backpack that weighs like 90 pounds, it's about your love life, then you need to give it to God, and Spirit said. Okay, so leave that alone. I'm going to move on. Fatty fish. To keep stress in check, make friends with natural fatty fish, omega-3 fatty acids. Found in fish, the salmon and tuna can prevent surges in stress hormones. It may help predict against heart disease, depression, and premenstrual syndrome, PMS. Ooh, okay. Okay, never mind. I'll leave that one alone. I've just got to stay away from that one. For a steady supply of feel-good vitamin C, aim to eat 3 ounces of fatty fish at least twice a week. Okay, cool as that. Easy enough. Have some tuna or salmon twice a week. 3 hours. This next one was interesting. Black tea. Drinking black tea may help you recover from stressful events more quickly. One study compared people who drank 4 cups of tea daily for 6 weeks with people who drank another beverage. Tea drinkers reported feeling calmer, had lower levels of stress hormone, cortisol, after a stressful situation. Oh, a little black tea, yeah. I put a little sugar in there. Yeah. You can leave the sugar alone. Pistachios! I never thought of pistachios, this whole discussion of, oops, I'm running out of time. No, I'm not. I got 10 minutes, 11 minutes. Okay, cool. Pistachios are as well as other nuts and seeds are good sources of healthy fats. Eating a handful of pistachios, walnuts, or almonds every day can help lower your cholesterol, ease inflammation in your heart arteries, make diabetes less likely, protect you against the effects of stress, but don't overdo it, though nuts are rich in calories. Ooh, I have to get some walnuts. I eat walnuts. California, we have a thing with almonds because walnut trees suck up a lot of water. There's a big controversy about how much water those puppies suck up.
Yeah.
Some people are saying, don't eat so many of the almonds because, you know, okay, whatever. One of the best ways to reduce high blood pressure is to get enough potassium. And half an avocado has more potassium than a medium-sized banana. Now, that's a lot of avocado. A half of avocado. You get the little ones. A little bit of guacamole made from avocado might be a good choice, but stress has you craving a high-fat treat. Avocados are high in fat and calories, so watch your portion size of avocado. Mm-hmm. Good old avocados, okay? And then they talked about almonds earlier, so we'll get back into the almond brigade and raw veggies. Let me get back to you guys and see what's going on with you guys. Okay. So, anything else for fun? Anybody doing any other fun things to let your soul play? Anybody dance out there? Love to dance. I hear all the dancing people that love to dance. Now, dancing around the living room is just fine. You don't have to have a partner to love to dance. You just dance around the living room, put some music on, boogie out, right? That's a good thing. Dancing's good. Listening to music. Letting your soul, listening to inspiring music. Whatever that is for you, because it'll vary from person to person. Let me get to another article, because that was getting kind of boring, right? How about 20 ways to take control of your happiness? Haha, this is LeapNet.com. We'll just pop through a couple of those. Pick your battles. If a situation is out of control, let it go. In life, there will be situations you won't be able to manipulate. Pick your battles. And we'll get back to that whole thing that Spirit was saying. Turn the battle over to them. Let God fight your battles. Let God solve your problems, some of your problems, or help you solve the problems. There's action you got to take, but turn it over, right? Pick your battles. Some are too big, and you need help, right? Don't do it alone. Anger. Learning to deal with anger in a healthy way will pay benefits in keeping you sane. Find an outlet, like exercising, writing, or talking to a friend will help you in vent up hurt. Well, you do the exercise I was talking about. You know, release anger, just releasing it. And it might be good to go do something physical to help release it, but just feeling the emotion and going, you're gone. You're out of here. Anger, you're out of here. Take a hike, right? That seems so simplistic. And then the next one is kind of like the same thing. Walk away from explosive situations. You don't have to engage. You don't have to engage. Actually, when you engage in an explosive situation, you usually put more fire up, more fuel on the fire, that's the expression, versus just putting it out. And then you have a hard feeling. Then you end up saying things that you should never have said. And then you lose friendships. No, not healthy. Okay. So what's another one? Find a hobby. Yes, I love this one. Find a hobby. Find a hobby you like to do and master it. Whatever that is. You know, if you're getting in a stressful situation and you want to be happy and it's stressed out, find something that you love to do, whatever hobby. For me, it's going to be cooking. But it's the baking boy, you know. Call me the baking man. I gotta do this. I've been cooking a little bit lately anyway. I've made some things lately, which have been kind of fun. Nature. Enjoy a walk through God's magnificent creation. Nature has a way of calming us and bringing perspective. Now go hug a tree, my attitude. Go hug a tree. It's good for you. Hug a tree. Give all that negative energy to a tree. Just kind of let the tree take it. Whoosh. Right? Okay. What's the next one? I don't know. Emotions. Ooh. Okay, we've been talking about emotions and what to deal with, so we will get into emotions. So it's releasing those negative emotions. See, so many articles say that. Don't give up. Don't give up. If you want to give up, what else do you have? Encourage yourself daily with confessing favor with God. Don't give up. Don't, you know, they're not give up on life, but just don't give up, you know. But I'll kind of predict that stuff. Know when to give up, too. Know when it's not worth continued effort to follow down this road or path in life. When is it time to give up on something that just isn't working out? When you don't have the answers. It's like they tell business people, if you start a project and you're going with it for a while and it just isn't working, it's just not going anywhere, it's just not doing what you thought it was going to do business-wise, don't let your ego get in the way and decide that, okay, you know what, I'm gonna count my losses, I'm going to move on to something that I know can work. Or I'm going to try something else that will work. You just have to know when to just say, okay, I'm done. The right people is the next one. Hang out with people who lift you up. That's so important. Help you grow and encourage you to focus on how God is working in your life, how Spirit is working in your life. People who inspire you. People who try to elevate your emotions to a positive place versus people that are always negative and always frustrating. And hopefully I'm not frustrating for you. Hopefully I'm trying to give you inspirational thoughts and ideas. That's part of what I do. Part of my goal in life is to inspire people to reach their own greatness, to achieve their goals, to become who they appear to be, to achieve their destiny with the hand of God. Okay? Mistakes happen. We need to forgive ourselves. Ooh, big one. For making mistakes. Yeah, mistakes are part of the whole process. You know, it's a great leap when you can forgive yourself. Now, you know, people throw the word sin around. Oh, I'm a sinner. I did the seven horrible things in my life. The word sin really comes from the terminology or the root word for sin and is missing the mark. You missed the mark. So what? You missed it. You can make it next time. Sin is not a failure. Mistakes are not a failure. They're a learning process. You learn from your sins or your mistakes. When anybody says, oh, you've sinned, or they use the word sin, I always use the word mistake. You made a mistake. So what? You learn from it. You move on. You forgive yourself. You move on. You learn the lesson from it, and you keep going. So don't get tripped out on the word sin. Because, well, if you're going to hell tomorrow, you're gone. Bye. No. I'm not going to go. The next one's confess, but I think I'm going to avoid the word confess. And the next one is flaws. Embrace your flaws. Embrace your flaws. That's an interesting thought. And I've done a lot of reading on how to be successful in life and how to be successful in school and to make it. Flaws, or let's say not, everybody has strengths. Everybody has what you would call them abilities and talents and aptitude which could be used in life to be successful. And you have not so successful things, flaws. You can recognize the flaws, but you don't want to put too much of attention on the flaws. You don't want to spend so much time emphasizing the flaws that you don't emphasize what you're good at, what you're successful at. Okay, let's say you're not good at math, right? I'll give you an example. And young people, and old people, too, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are. You're not good at math. You can work at it. You can try to improve it. But you don't want to put all your energy into that area of your life, do you? Really? You put energy, let's say you're good in writing. You're a great writer. When you put your energy there, that's where schools get screwed up. Okay. So I'm almost out of time here. It's almost 3 o'clock. For some reason, I hit the wrong button. I'm not going to be on for an hour and a half. So I appreciate everybody calling in today and listening and being part of the show. I love you guys. We'll not be here tomorrow. I have to take care of some. Hopefully, I get my car. Yay. And I will be back on Thursday. Have a beautiful evening. I really appreciate you guys. I really love you guys. I really appreciate people who listen to the archive version of the show. And if I can help you in any way, please contact me. But mostly it's about this therapeutic meditation, which is really about your emotions. It really is about your beliefs. It's getting and releasing these things so that you can feel positive about yourself. You can let go of all that baggage that you've been carrying around with you so that you can fly. I'll just go over time a little bit. It's like we're designed like this hot air balloon. We're sitting on the ground. We're pumping up the hot air. We want to sail. We want our lives to just take off and fly, right? But we have these bags. We have these emotions that are holding us down. Or we have these beliefs that are holding us down. And we can't sail in whatever aspect of our lives. We have to cut those loose. You have to let them go. Because you want your hot air balloon to sail. So go for it. Start cutting. And I can help you do that. Promise. Okay. So have a beautiful evening. Thank you for listening. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye. Or not tomorrow, but Thursday. Bye.